overheads. Overheads are sometimes described as head office and establishment charges, and what they are is costs which are not directly allocatable to the site. So it includes things like the costs of secretarial staff back at head office, it includes the cost of executive management, would include the cost of rent, rates on head office premises, would include the head office office equipment budget, could include things like photocopier back at the head office. There's an endless list. The costs are collected by the company accountant every year to arrive at a total, and then the amount of allocation to tender figures for overhead is then worked back to a percentage. So, for example, if you had a company who was actually doing work to the value of, say, £1 million over the course of the year, and they had overheads which came to £100,000, then if you were to apply a figure of 10% to the £1 million worth of work, then that would then produce a contribution for overheads of £100,000, which would be enough to pay for them. So the routine is to arrive at the cost of the site works and then apply an overhead percentage. If you meet your turnover target, then you'll get recovery on all the overheads and you'll have enough money to pay the bills. If, on the other hand, you do rather better than you expect, and it's always impossible, in fact, to predict turnover with pinpoint accuracy, then if your turnover is more than you expect, then you will, in fact, what's known as over-recover on your overheads. That's a rather nice situation to be in, because it means essentially that you'll end up with extra profit, assuming, of course, that you haven't added to your overhead in order to cope with all that extra work that you're doing. If, on the other hand, your turnover is less than you expect, then this isn't quite such a happy situation, because it means then that your recovery will undershoot, and therefore you won't have enough money to pay all the overheads, which rather tend to be fixed costs. Under those circumstances, then hopefully you also added in some money for profit, but it means that your overall profit amount will be reduced, because you'll have to use profit in order to pay for your overheads. In the absolute worst case scenario, you use all your profit up. You might possibly in bad times not add much in the first place, and under those circumstances the firm will make a loss over the course of the year. All is not completely lost under those circumstances, because it is possible to carry a loss forward into the following year, and of course it's also possible to reduce the overheads by making changes to the structure of the head office establishment. Sometimes, unfortunately, that may mean firing people. Obviously, the size of the head office establishment affects the cost of overheads, and it means that a large contractor who is more likely to have a large site establishment will tend to have large overheads, and therefore a large overhead percentage to add. A small contractor, on the other hand, may have very limited head office establishment, and therefore only add a small amount for overhead.